This is a podcast from Rover.
Right, so yesterday we set you up with a school holiday bingo card to make sure your kids, you know, emptied out their school bags. We make sure they also went through and tidied their rooms during the school holidays. And if you want that bingo card, text PHOTO to 559. You can change the reward to whatever you want it to be. Today we thought we'd try something a little different. Something like a little jazzy kitchen sound. Listen to this music. Oh, Paul, do you feel very French?
That's really good. I really do. I feel like I've got a very long cheroot, you know, one of those cigarette holders that's about 4 feet long, and I'm drinking a very small cappuccino.
Oh,
even though that's Italian, you know, but in France, maybe I'm eating some snails.
So I've got here a cheeseburger, because kids love cheeseburgers, and at the moment in the UK and in America, kids are trying this. I don't know if Mr. Beast did it or something. I don't know where it actually came from, but you slice up strawberries like it's a tomato. And you put it inside a cheeseburger or a burger of any description, and apparently it's delicious. So I'm going to just get that ready now for you here, Adam. Excuse the fingers.
And you're picking me to have this because...
Oh, because your car's always full of McDonald's wrappers.
Right.
So it makes sense that we give you some...
I don't know how I feel about you tampering with the classic cheeseburger, if I'm going to be honest.
I was going to make a burger at home, but I had no time at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, right.
To start frying a single meat patty.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and this is how great new things are created, Adam. You know, there was a time when somebody was just making burgers and some crazy idiot went, have you thought about putting cheese in it? That's got to have happened for the first time. Why not strawberries?
Okay.
Let's see if Adam enjoys the strawberry cheeseburger. You're just going to have to hold that together.
There you go, mate. Just watch the juice. You'll get a little bit of juicage, I would imagine, with the strawberry.
Have any of you tried this before?
There's been no time. Sorry.
I've tried fruit with cheese, but no, I've never tried this before.
It makes sense when you think about like a relish or something that, you know, often there's different fruits involved in a relish.
Okay. All right. I feel like this is a stitch up, but all right.
Just give it a go.
No, go for it, mate. I reckon it'd be amazing.
Going in, big bite. Okay.
Yeah, he really committed to that, didn't he? Are you okay, mate? Might need the Heimlich.
Okay.
That is way better than what I thought it was going to be.
Really?
That's actually not a bad combo.
A pop of freshness and a usually stale burger?
After a burger, you can sometimes feel a bit sluggish.
Yes.
But while you're eating that, you get a wee little zip of just a...
Zip.
Debbie's texting saying that pineapple as well can work if you have it more than just a Hawaiian burger. If you add some pineapple, it will be that same, I imagine, that same...
The pineapple burger is a classic from the fish and chip shop, right?
So why wouldn't you add strawberries?
It makes sense. What other fruit can we be adding?
I know. Who would have thought you would have...
Can we have a fruit salad burger?
So there you go.
Imagine how drippy that would be. Fruit salad burger.
Very soggy. So try that with your kids. Slice up some strawberries. I will warn you, if you don't get your strawberries this week, you may have left it too late, because I had to go to 4 supermarkets yesterday to get one punnet of strawberries.
Yeah. And full disclosure, Lana ordered McDonald's and I just smashed a Big Mac like moments before that cheeseburger. I'm not feeling great. So let's rock on.